Hello and welcome to our weekly live guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe that a flourishing world is possible, where every living thing, every living person, every living entity can thrive. And to do that, we think, or to move in that direction, we think business is a great, great vehicle because it is so pervasive in our lives at every level. So, enlightened leadership, what we call masterful leadership, would be required for moving in the direction of flourishing. So that's where the ego takes a back seat to the heart and your inner wisdom, as we call it. And the way to access that is through the practice of remembrance, which we teach people, and those of you listening in are familiar with. But it takes practice, as I just said. Practice, practice, practice will lead you to a masterful situation, a masterful state when it comes to accessing your inner wisdom. So over time, you'll find that you are automatically living from there way more of the time than you might be now, and that when you're not, you can easily return there through this practice of remembrance. So it's important, and it's really the world needs us at our best, needs us operating from our hearts and in our inner wisdom, as opposed to our egos and our sense of comparisons and, you know, good, bad, right, wrong, and kind of smaller thinking. So anyhow, that's the reason that we offer this, so that at least once a week you can check in and take a ride with us into your heart. And then hopefully over time you'll turn this into a daily practice of your own. The way these calls work is after I quit yakking about what I just did, I'll give you a short teaching on a topic for the day, and then guide you into your remembrance. Excuse me. So our teaching tonight is about staying in alignment when facing conflict. Now, maybe conflict that's coming at you, in other words, you're in conflict with another person, or it may be conflict that you're witnessing between others. So this can work either way, but the situation I'll share with you tonight is about when the conflict is coming at you. So I was just doing a retreat with a group of people over the weekend, and it was a very intense weekend. We went for 2.5 days, and on the last morning, one of the principal players became triggered by a comment I made where I was trying to help this person, offer her insights in a way that I would hope would be more receptive than the language that she was using, and that really triggered her, and she blasted me. She excuse me, went off in a very, very strong and loud voice, and very, very powerfully coming at me for being the kind of the instigator of her rage in the moment. So fortunately, I was already in a fairly aligned state, because when I'm leading these kinds of retreats and events, I always start by going inside and getting in alignment myself. I use the remembrance to get me into my heart. So when this was happening, I was not overly alarmed or in reaction. It did have some effect, of course, because it was really coming at me very, very strongly. So that got me thinking about, wow, well, what do you do in a situation like that? And I'll finish the story here. I wasn't really sure what to do. We sat there in silence after the outburst for a good, 2 to 5 minutes. I'm not sure how long it lasted, where there was just silence in the room, and people were, other people might have been more in reaction than I was to what happened, even though it was directed at me. But when I sat there, I realized, oh, well, what does my heart have to tell me now? So what was there was, sit tight. and I didn't know what to do. And I was okay with not knowing, which is another great thing, because if you think, I have to fix this, it's taking you out of your heart and into your head, and there's no answers there when you're in reaction. So I was calmly able to sit there and bring a little peace into the room. And then another person who was sitting in the room there raised her hand and said, you know, I think I can help here. I have taken training on social justice and mediating really difficult situations. Can I give it a shot? And that was what my inner wisdom was waiting for, because it knew there was a solution there. It just wasn't mine to give. So it was perfect. I turned the room over to her for the next, I think we were going for about an hour, actually. And she did a great job of mediating this situation. It was more like, you know, getting it all on paper about what was going on, how everybody was feeling, and all of the underlying issues that people could imagine were contributing to this thing. And it was non-judgmental. It was very good. And it brought the room back together. So it was a perfect, perfect time. And had I been in reaction, had I not been able to be quiet and reflective when that was happening, and I was trying to fix it, or I was trying to rebuttal, or I was trying to do anything with it, we never would have gotten to where we got to. So very, very grateful for how that worked out, and for the person in the room, and for, you know, my heart knowing that it was not time for me to do anything but to just sit tight and see what would develop. So let's recap that, because it's it's important for anyone that is either facing conflict or watching conflict, and wanting to know, you know, what your role is and what contribution you can make. So first of all, no, it's not personal, even though it's being presented that way in this case. It really isn't personal. This the person who was, you know, enraged, this was built up over a long period of time, and this was just the perfect outlet for that person to get it out in the opening, get it off her chest and out of her heart. And, you know, it was just like the volcano finally blew, which was, I'm sure, terrific for her as a release. And eventually, with the help of this other person, great for the group. So we have a new place to go forward from. So know that it's not personal. So it does not help to engage in being defensive and coming up with, well, wait a minute, what about this and what about that? It's give it space. Give it space. No, it's not personal. But notice your reaction. So if you are in reaction, physically, emotionally, mentally, or in your heart, then, you know, pay attention to that. That's what needs attention in the moment. So, you know, if you notice, like, physically and emotionally are usually the two that are the most, you're most aware of, that are the most powerful, the most present. So pick one. If you're noticing and you really want to pay attention to how you're reacting to this. So if you have a strong physical reaction, or a strong emotional reaction, I would say emotional is probably the best place to go. Physical, a very close second. And bring the remembrance into your, wherever part of your physical being, it might be your heart, might be your chest, might be all tightened up, your gut might be all tightened up. You might be, you know, in a cold sweat with fear. That's an emotional reaction. You might be angry, emotional, right? So bring the remembrance into your feeling about what's going on. You're feeling physically and emotionally. And just bring the remembrance in and sit in remembrance. And it will begin to diminish the impact while it is actually healing what's going on. So let it sit. And when it diminishes, then go into your heart and in remembrance in your heart, and let it fill up with whatever's needed here. Courage, strength, wisdom. I was praying for wisdom when I was in this situation. And ask for guidance, you know, what's needed now? What is my contribution now? And that's how this thing works. Now, this sounds so simple saying it out loud, but actually it can be really difficult, particularly depending on how triggered you are. So you have complete. So our recording was interrupted there. We'll probably have to do this in two parts tonight. So what you want to do, if you're just too triggered, is ask for a timeout. And if you're not going to get permission for that, take a timeout until you can, you know, calm yourself down. Give yourself some space. That's what's needed in a situation like that, because you're not going to be in any position to come up with a wise response if you're freaked out. So next week, we'll talk more about effective actions after you're in alignment and ways that you can deal with situations like that. So let's go into remembrance now, and we'll see if we can use this in our remembrance tonight. So, well, excuse me, I'm still getting over a cold. We always start where we are. So let's check into your physical, emotional, and mental state. So feel your feet on the floor and your rear end in the seat and your back against the seat back, or wherever you're making contact with the earth. You might be sitting on the floor. I don't know. You might be just standing. You might be walking while you're listening to this. But notice your contact with the earth. And notice the effects of gravity. So, how is that? What is the quality of your physical being right now and the effects of the gravity? Is it, you know, feel comfortable? Does it feel uncomfortable? You feel, is it hard to notice? You keep getting distracted by your mind. Just notice. Feel your muscles, feel your skeletal structure. If you tune in deeper, you can even kind of get a sense of the blood flowing through your circulatory system. And now bringing your attention to the bottom of your feet. And really tuning in and allowing your feet to melt into the earth, the floor, the road, wherever you are. If you tune in, you'll notice that there's another connection. There's another thing going on, another sensation, and that's an energetic connection where the energy of the earth, which runs through everything, spiritually, we're just all, everything, the universe is a bundle of energy. Some denser, some very, very subtle and invisible. But it's there. And this is what the fabric that connects us to everything, that everything is connected together. So feel that energetic flow. For me, it's like a tingling, almost like an electrical charge going through my body. And start with the bottom of your feet and follow that energetic flow up your legs. You'll notice it feels different in different parts of your body. So your lower legs may feel different than your upper legs, and your rear end in the seat, your lower back, and your sacrum and sits bones, your lower belly, where we tend to carry a lot of tension, particularly fear in that area. The whole thing's there. Moving up to your stomach, your mid-back, solar plexus, chest, shoulders, neck, throat, a lot of unexpressed both emotions and ideas and opinions and really wisdom that we carry, we hold back and it gets caught in our throat. So how open does your throat feel? How's the energy that's flowing through there? Allow yourself to relax as you notice places where you're holding tension. Let's check our face, the chin, the mouth, the cheeks, the the nostrils, your eyes and eye sockets, forehead, you know, a furrowed brow, you know, is an indicator that we're holding tension and that something's going on that needs our attention. So your scalp, you know, it's going to step back and notice the whole physical thing. And now that energy's flowing, where it's flowing easily, where it's constricted, where it may even be blocked. And this is not that you're doing anything wrong, it's just your current state. States come and go. It's like the weather. So it's good to know where you're starting from so you have something to compare to when we're finished tonight. All right, let's check your emotional state now. So do you feel comfortable? Do you feel calm? Do you feel agitated? Do you feel fearful? Feel irritated? Do you feel a little sad or depressed? Or do you feel happy and upbeat? What is your emotional state? And it could be very subtle. So just tune in and get a sense of it. All right, now let's check the mental state in terms of activity in your mind and the quality of that activity. And this is all intertwined with your emotions and your physical being. Everything affects everything. Thoughts in the mind can trigger an emotional reaction, which will have a physical manifestation. So this is all woven together. So when you're checking your mental state, it's not so much the content, but it's the quality of the content and the activity. So is it calm? Is it scattered? Is it kind of retreated? Is it, you know, upbeat or kind of flatlined or even down? So notice. All right. So they're checking the whole system out, physical, emotional, mental. Just tune in and notice. All right, now we're going to take a journey into our heart, our spiritual state. I do apologize for the coughing. So to help us go in there, let's use our breath to take us inside. So take a big deep breath to the count of four and hold it for four. And then I'll tell you what to do next. Exhale to four and hold at the bottom. Now when you exhale, let go. Just drop in, just relax. Let's do that two more times. All right, good. Now, what is the state of your heart, your spiritual heart, right now? So imagine you're inside your chest, a couple inches below the midpoint of your sternum. And in there is your spiritual heart, your doorway to your inner self, your inner wisdom, your essential self. So is your heart open and receptive and soft? Or is it guarded, hard, you know, closed, or somewhere in where is it? Somewhere in between there. You can even do an experiment and put your palms parallel to each other, and you know, open your palms the width between your two hands, your palms facing, that will give you an idea of how open your heart is. So let your hands show you the width, the opening of your heart. Your hands very close together, or are they further apart? And you can actually, doing this will help open your heart as you do it. So you want to allow your heart to open. Notice if it's feeling heavy, a weight on it, if it's more light. Again, nothing right or wrong, just current state. And the remembrance itself will really help change that state. So let's add that now to your heart. So begin repeating your remembrance word or phrase, which is your symbol for everything, the source of everything that you need, that is available to you constantly and eternally, every moment of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, for your entire life, before and after. It is this life force and the source of all this that you need and you can ask for and you can receive. It's free. You don't have to earn it. Just open and receive. So begin to repeat your word or phrase in your heart. And all your only job is just to notice and to continue to drop in and let go. This is not effort. This is allowing. Find yourself captured by your mind, which is so common and so easy for your mind to take over. When you notice, just allow yourself to use your breath to drop back inside and continue to repeat your remembrance word or phrase and drop in, let go. Okay, keep going. And applying our teaching from tonight regarding getting aligned when you're either in or witnessing conflict. You know, if you have something in your life right now that's, you know, a conflict between you and another person or a conflict between other people but has an effect on you, you know, notice your reaction when you think of that. How do you feel physically? Where do you feel tightness, if anything? How do you feel emotionally? Does it bring some form of anger or fear or sadness? And if that's true for you, bring the remembrance into the emotional feeling, or if the physical reaction is stronger, bring it into where you're feeling it in your body. And it's as if the remembrance is being spoken right there in the emotion or in the area of your body that's affected. Repeat the word or phrase and allow yourself to open and let the remembrance do its work. It's magic. And we're going to go for 3 or 4 more minutes. So keep remembering, keep allowing, keep opening. Your heart has a capacity to contain anything coming at you. You just have to continue to exercise that capacity through practice. So keep going, keep expanding, keep opening, which creates more space for the power of the conflicts and its reaction in you to dissipate. Your essential self, your real self, is totally safe and capable of handling anything that comes along and will provide guidance as to your next move, your next excellent action. So as you drop in, as you become more settled and peaceful, that would be the time to ask for guidance. So this is a process that works sometimes slowly, because depending on the power of the situation, but it always works. So trust that and use this beautiful, I was going to call it a tool, it's so much more than that, to support you in your journey through life, in your work, your home, in all of your relationships. So that's it for tonight. Next week we'll talk about effective actions that you can take once you're in alignment, when you're either witnessing or in a conflict situation. So have a great week. Practice remembrance. Take 5 minutes. Just take 5 minutes every day. It's easy to do that. And remember, you're okay. Everything you need is available to you. All right. That's it for now. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.